Hi there, welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you getting underway here on this Thursday on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, coming to you live from the Institute for Priestly Formation on the campus of Creighton University, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. Hey, Deb, how you doing?
Hey, Jerry. I love this show. You know how I love this particular episode of Take Two. It's our unscripted, our monthly unscripted. So I'm doing well because of that. I love when we get all the calls in of folks giving us some praise reports, some more things to add and intentions to add to the prayer book, when they suggest future topics, when they revisit a past topic, when they have something on their mind or heart about really pretty much virtually anything. We love unscripted, and today is the show, and we welcome everyone. So if you're listening, you're part of the family, so please call in. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you'll speak to Rich Jesse. He's wonderful to chat with. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live. You'll slip right into the discussion. And this is your unscripted show for the end of May. Can you believe, Jerry, we're almost in June?
Yeah, this year is sailing by very quickly, as the years kind of do when you get up there in age a little bit. They seem to go a little bit more quickly. But there are a lot of reasons we do an unscripted show, but one of them is if you were on the line for a previous show and you had a great kind of an earth-changing take that you wanted to share, a lived experience, and we didn't have time for you, you can always revisit that topic right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We can talk about anything having to do with the faith, with family, with life, with church, with work, with relationships. Of course, tomorrow we've got our All About Relationships show. We can anticipate that. Maybe you won't be able to call in tomorrow, so you want to talk about a particular relationship today. Really, it's up to you, Take Two family. You set the table on Unscripted, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Maybe there's something that's just bothering you and you just need somebody to talk to. Well, we're here because that's what the Take Two family is all about. So we'd love for you to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over safely to the side of the road and make this call, because Rich is waiting to talk to you. 833-288-EWTN. Again, 833-288-3986. This is unscripted. You bring the calls, the comments, the topics to the table. We are here, ready, willing, and able to speak with you, to discuss things, to put things in the prayer book, to really just be there for each other. That's what the mystical body of Christ should do, right? So let's really fill up those last open phone lines and make this just a glorious unscripted for May. Maybe you were invited to a May crowning and you want to talk about that. I understand there was May crownings happening all around the world, and a lot of people got to experience it for the first time. I heard that. So that would be wonderful. We'd love to hear the details. If you don't have time to call us, you can text us and tell us what's on your mind or heart for this unscripted. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and share whatever's on your mind or heart. Just know that message and data rates may apply.
It's that easy, folks. A lot of ways to get a hold of us. If you're watching on the video stream on social media, we are waving at all of you there. You can put your comments, your question, your whatever issue you want to talk about in the chat section there. We'd love to hear your great, beautiful voice, though, of course. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If I may, just for a moment, Debbie, if you don't mind, I'd like to issue a personal request, kind of a favor from the Take Two family.
Sure.
I mentioned I'm at the IPF, the Institute for Priestly Formation. It's a summer, 6-week summer program for diocesan seminarians, and it is just a meaty, substantive program. I mean, it helps to teach us how to be intimate with the Lord in prayer, growing our masculine identity, healthy approaches to just being a seminarian and a future priest. So we are entering into a silent retreat tomorrow evening. And so I would like to ask the Take Two family to pray for all of us. There's 109 seminarians here for the program this summer. And I would like to request that you all keep us in your prayers. And I would like to offer a promise of prayers from my end as well. If you've got any prayer intentions, you can always email them to me directly at seminaryjerry@gmail.com, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. And we have you in prayer all the time, but I will pray for you in a special way during this, what's going to be a silent retreat, Debbie. This ought to be really, for someone who talks for a living, going to a silent retreat, this should be interesting for me.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear. So you're only in it for a couple of days. And so next week, will you be able to share with us what you learned?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it runs all of next week. So I won't be on the show next week either. Yeah,
you're going on a silent retreat for a week?
8 days. Yeah, 8 day silent retreat. Yeah.
You can't talk at all for 8 days?
Well, we have daily spiritual direction with a priest.
Okay, so you can talk then. Okay.
And then during liturgies and prayer, we can speak. But the meals and, other times, it's pretty much strict silence. So, yeah.
Okay, you definitely have to tell us how that turned out. That's going to be interesting. Well, we'll be praying for you, Jerry, and everyone else that's attending that silent retreat. Okay, we do have a couple open phone lines for this Unscripted. Jerry just brought a topic to the table. This is what Unscripted's all about. So we really and truly want to hear from you. I would like to bring to the table that don't forget to tune in this Saturday for the mailbag edition of The Spirit World. It's a brand new show, and we just jumped right into the mailbag and grabbed a bunch of topics and questions. And so maybe your question will be answered. That's for The Spirit World this Saturday, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. So that's what I just shared for Unscripted. Now, how about you? So what do you want to bring to the table? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Maybe you're listening to the show. You're not Catholic. You just want to share that you listen to the show. Would you call in? We'd love to meet you. Right, Jer?
We would, yeah. We did a show recently about what your summer plans are. Maybe you didn't get a chance to call in then and you want to share what your summer plans are. Maybe you or someone you know looking forward to a wedding this summer, maybe coming up very soon. We had a lovely young lady call yesterday who's, I believe if I remember right, Debbie getting married on Saturday. So basically, if you want that open phone line to talk about anything, let's say almost anything that's on your mind or your heart, it is yours right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We already have Joan and Carissa and Mary screened. Others Matt is working on right now. So please join us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Debbie and I have really nothing we're bringing to the conversation today. It's all you, the Take Two family. Well, we did share a brief something in the opening segment of the show, but it's Unscripted, where you get to bring up whatever topic you would like to discuss, questions, comments, concerns, worries, things that you're really joyful and excited about. 833-288-EWTN is the number. Gets you right through at 833-288-3986. And you never have to miss an episode of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie or any of your other favorite EWTN TV or radio shows when you have the Amazon Fire TV player. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Most of us have that right now. And a TV. Most of us have that. And then just get yourself an Amazon Fire TV player. And then you can, like I say, never miss an episode of any EWTN TV or radio shows that you like to watch or listen to.
Okay, so we would like to hear from you. There is an open phone line waiting just for you. I can just feel it. So if you feel prompted by the Spirit, please call in and share with us on this Unscripted. That means you bring the concern, the question, the comment, the topic to this episode. And so if you participate, it's a beautiful hour we get to spend with one another. So please step up to the plate and make that call, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Jerry, our first caller will get Unscripted for May going, and that's Joan from Los Angeles, California, on the iCatholic radio app. Hi, Joan. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes, good morning. So I have a story. There is a YouTube video I watched about a man who was at Ground Zero during 9/11, and he's making a video with his parents, telling them about his experience. And this is what he says on the video. He's on the 20th floor of a building. He's watching one of the towers burn. And he calls his mother and he tells her what's happening. And she says, get out of that building now. And he said, okay, I will, Mom. I promise. She said, you promise? I promise. So he hangs up the phone and he says he knows there's people falling past his window on this 20th floor, but he doesn't look because he doesn't want to look. And he said, the area where he was on the other side of the building. So on the other side of the building are all the firemen and the paramedics and the police. But where he is, there isn't anybody on that side. So he looks out the window and he can see, you know, computers and desks and chairs and debris falling, you know, past the window. He also sees people. And he said, he didn't really say he prayed for them, but he kind of wanted to console them because they're dying. They're going to die. They're falling 100 floors. And he says, as he looks out the window and watches these people hit the ground and obliterate, he said, right before they hit the ground, a light emanates from their body and goes, you know, right or left. And then their body hits the ground. And he said, this happens with every single person. Mm-hmm. And the last person, the one that was most profound, was the man in the gold jacket. He falls past the window and their eyes make contact. And the man inside the building says to the man falling, I'm so sorry what's happening to you. And he said the man who's falling knows that his life is almost to be over. This is his time. He only has a few seconds left. And the man inside the building says, you know, I'm here for you, with you, whatever. And then the man, same thing happens. Before he hits the ground, the light emanates from him, and then his body hits the ground and obliterates. So this is the man's experience. And don't forget, the man's falling 100 feet. How long would it take to fall 8 feet past your window, you know, in a matter of physics in those instances? And yet he has time, like time almost slows down. He doesn't say that. I'm assuming that that's what happens. But for me, the church doesn't tell us when the soul leaves the body because the church has not made a pronouncement on that. Mm-hmm. But I read somewhere in a private revelation, Our Lady says, in a persecution setting, before the sword touches your neck, you will be with me in heaven. So evil did that deed on 9/11, but evil didn't win because all the devil got was dead bodies. God took those people before they ever hit the ground. And I think that's a very comforting thought that even if we were persecuted, no one ever has to be afraid of death or dying because God always takes care of you.
Well, Joan, I just wanted to say that it's very interesting you're bringing this story up of this man that was at ground zero of 9/11 when it happened in 2001. And I will tell you that in the study that I've done on angels for many, many years, when you hear these stories about a light emanating from a body or something of that nature, where there's some tragic, critical, you know, serious situation happening. A lot of times there have been conversations where people have felt that was the person's guardian angel. Okay, so in what I have studied, I would agree with you very much that in persecution, when you look at saints that were martyred, okay, Joan of Arc is a great example. How were they able to endure such pain and suffering before they died? Well, they were still able to sing, talk, you know, be able to communicate because God gives those graces to those that are faithful to the end. And it wouldn't surprise me if the light that this man saw, if indeed he did see that, which I don't doubt it, if that's what he's saying he saw, it would mean that the guardian angel was there at the end for that, to basically cushion and help that person die gracefully and with less pain. And because there's been other 9/11 stories where they've actually seen angels carrying bodies off and stuff like that. Now, these are all stories from people, but I will tell you it does fall in line with what I have learned from the lives of the saints and other private revelation like you're sharing, Joan, where, God provides those graces. And so we should never fear as long as we are faithful and we are faithful to the end. So I totally agree with you. And it's so interesting. Your name is Joan, and it's so interesting because I just mentioned St. Joan of Arc. But I want to hear Jerry's comments.
Yeah, I really can't add to what you said. I mean, your study of angels in this whole realm of phenomena, you know, I think made you very, you know, qualified to make the comments that you just made. I would say, you know, definitely God is capable of doing things like this. We have to believe that, you know, in a moment like that, when such tragedy was taking place and lives were being lost, that God was, you know, more present and active maybe than mm-hmm. he normally might be. You know, the angels certainly would have been present and active, our guardian angels especially, the Holy Spirit, the saints would have been interceding. So, yeah, we have to believe that there were probably a lot of supernatural phenomena going on around that time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, remember when the plane crashed in Pennsylvania, thank God they, you know, it didn't go into another building and so, but it did crash. There were stories of first responders that showed up at the scene, and they could see angels, you know, assisting and carrying bodies off and stuff like that. So there's stories about that, and it's very interesting. Joan, yeah, I mean, it's interesting how a lot of 9/11 footage and people's you know, takes on it are coming out recently, actually. And yeah, that was Flight 93, United Airlines Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania. But Joan, what do you think? I mean, you know, light. The only reason I tuned into the light aspect is because that's usually, if there's a bright light, that's probably the angels. What do you say?
Oh yes. Well, who knows? But mm-hmm. The interesting thing is the name of the video. I was trying to find it because I wanted to tell people the video if they wanted to watch it. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you Google on YouTube, it's 911-1 Liberty Plaza Drive G. And it's a 12-minute video. It's really short. People could listen to it if they wanted to. But the crazy thing is, I was looking for it and couldn't find it anywhere. And yesterday I was looking and scrolling through my history, and I happened to find the video. So I thought, okay, thank you, my guardian angel, for letting me find that, because it's interesting to watch it.
There you go. You know, just real quickly, Joan, just because your name is Joan and I mentioned St. Joan of Arc, you know, there was that series that just came out on the saints on I believe it was Fox Nation or something of that nature. And one of the, I don't know if you saw it, Joan, and the first one they did was on St. Joan of Arc. And one of the problems that I had with that series is that to me, it was not correct because they actually depicted St. Joan of Arc when she was getting burned at the stake. They depicted her like yelling out and screaming. That's not true. There's been reports on that's not what happened with Saint Joan of Arc at all. She was actually very quiet, and because I do believe that she received a ton of graces in that moment when she was being killed. So a lot of times some of Hollywood will take the lives of the saints and even the stories, and they'll try to make it so drama filled and so, you know, what we would go through. That's not what happened with the martyrs and those that were persecuted. I mean, there's a story of the nuns, you know, being killed, and they were singing all the way to the end right before they were killed. I mean, so I do agree with you, Joan. I do believe that the good Lord provides those graces and blessings right until the very end to allow that person to die in a manner that is not so brutal and frightening to the body. Any final comments, Joan?
Well, curiously, St. Joan of Arc's feast day is tomorrow, and I think that I read that. But the other thing about St. Joan of Arc is that she died in 14, whatever that was. They still have transcripts of her trial, so you can actually read her own words. But mm-hmm. no, I think if you're a martyr, I think the martyrdom is for the people who watch. And maybe God, and I don't know this, like Mother Angelica says, this is my take. I think that God just takes your yes. It's not actually that you have to go through like Joan of Arc burning in the stake. It was her yes to God, her witness to God in my mind. And after that, you know, it's in God's hands, and maybe he, you know, puts ice water on you or something. I don't know, but I'm not worried about it. To die as a martyr to me is not frightful, because God would be there, and the mm-hmm, angels mm-hmm, will surround mm-hmm. you. So
absolutely.
If we are persecuted, mm-hmm. no worries there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And you go straight to heaven.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, thanks, Joan, for the call. Thank you so much. I just Googled real quickly. I found that video. I'm going to take a look at that maybe
I
after
am
the
too,
show or
after
sometime
the show.
Later today. Mm-hmm. Joan, thank you for calling from Los Angeles. Have a blessed day. It is Unscripted, Take Two Family. Anything you want to talk about, what's on your mind, what's on your heart, good things, bad things, in-between things, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Mary is next in Cleveland, listening on The Rock today. Hello, Mary. Thanks for your patience and waiting. Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. You are on the air.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I am on Monday flying to North Carolina. I have a friend who lives there. She used to live down the street from me. Her name is Debbie. Mm-hmm. Same as yours, Debbie. And she's on Friday, June 5th or 6th, whatever it is, Friday, mm-hmm. she's having a very serious surgery. Mm-hmm. And I'm going down to dog sit. But I'm calling to ask our Take Two family to please keep Debbie in your prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so June 5th or 6th is when the surgery is?
Right, Friday.
Okay. Oh, whenever Friday. Okay, got it. So Friday. Okay, so I put her in the prayer book for immediate urgent prayers, and we'll start praying now, and we'll make sure we pray for the medical team around her, the nurses, everybody's caring for her. Your safe travels to North Carolina. We cover everything, Karen. But here, we got to ask you a little favor. When you get back home, I'm sorry, I'm saying Mary. Mary, we've got Mary in the book. Karen's right after you. Mary, we've got you in the book. When you get home back to Cleveland, Ohio, when you get all settled, would you just give us an update on how Debbie's doing?
I certainly will. I certainly will.
Okay, perfect.
I hope and pray it all goes well. And also add her son, Donovan. She's just got her, her husband, unfortunately, is not able to be with her. And so it's just her and her son, and they've asked me to come down and help with the dog. Mm-hmm.
You're such a good friend, Mary. You are really a good friend. You know, the blessings are going to flow for that. That is so amazing. When friends will travel cross country to help other friends, that just brings tears to my eyes. I love that. Way to go, Mary.
Well, thank you. I just hope and pray. My daughter was a little bit hesitant about me going, and I said, you know, I got to go. It's corporal work of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Or, well, the other one, I don't know. But anyway. So, yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing her. I'll get to see her a little bit before she goes in. And I will call you back with a praise report.
Okay. Please do.
Hopefully it'll be a praise report.
Yes,
that's
what we'll be praying
for. Thank you so much, everybody, for prayers and for her and also for my family. Because there's lot going on, as we well know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But thank you.
Absolutely, Mary. You are most welcome. Yeah, we are so happy to pray for these intentions, for you and your intentions, for your friend Debbie in North Carolina and all of her health needs and everything. We are a praying family. We talk about that all the time. And for nearly 10 years, we have been lifting one another up in prayer. And we will definitely be doing that. Look forward to, please God, that beautiful praise report once you get back, Mary. It is Unscripted here. You can call in if you have a prayer request. You didn't get on or didn't get through during our prayer show. Recent topic that was covered and you didn't get on the show. Maybe you'd like to suggest a topic for the future, discuss anything going on in the world, in the church, whatever is on your mind or your heart today. We're just kind of sitting around here on some, you know, lounge chairs, maybe sipping a cold beverage or a hot beverage, whatever you like. 833-288-EWTN. We'll get you on the program today. Rich Jesse is screening calls. 833-288-3986. I mentioned Rich on the phones. We have Michael McCall, our producer. Rich is also monitoring social media, so you can post your comments there as well. 833-288-3986. A lot more of your calls that we're going to get to here in just a moment, so please don't go anywhere.
This is your your show, and this is our May Unscripted, and you guys are doing great, showing up strong with your comments, questions, and things you want to talk about. So if you want to jump on and open a phone line, dial this number, please, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Mary from Cleveland, we've already got prayers for your friend Debbie being taken care of already. So the Take Two family is right on top of it. Carissa from Texas dropped off the line earlier. Carissa, if you're listening, it said that there was some need of prayers. I didn't quite catch the full comment. So if you want to call back and just leave the message with Rich, I just put you in the prayer book. God knows what prayers that you're requesting. And so I just put you in the prayer book, Carissa, if you can't call back. And Jerry, we're going to Karen in Glendale, Arizona on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on what God can do as far as relieving pain. When that young man was talking about people fall out of the buildings, what they may have experienced. But here in this life, I've had... unfortunately, this breast procedure, like three times for a biopsy where they have to insert a wire into your breast to, you know, mark where this abnormal cell is. And it's a very painful thing to happen. And the last time I had to have it, like the fourth time, they had to go into the side and I had to stand by this machine.
Oh.
And, so they said, the technician said to the nurse, he said, hold her up. I'm afraid she's going to faint. And I felt absolutely nothing. I felt almost an ecstasy. And after it was done, I just sat down and that feeling just dissipated. And he said, well, no one can ever accuse you of being thin-skinned. So I knew he had a problem, but I felt nothing. Mm-hmm. And I've had this procedure before, and, you know, God took away the pain.
Wow, praise God. Well, Karen, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, it really sounds like God gave you a very special personal gift, you know, a little kiss from him at that time. You said you'd had that procedure before, and you realized just how very painful it was. So, you know, it's very possible, you know, that God just intervened in some miraculous way there and realized, you know, that it could have been, you know, very excruciating. Who knows? Maybe you could have, you know, gotten, you know, faint and passed out or something. So God, the Holy Spirit was definitely there supporting you at that time, and very likely your guardian angel as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. Karen, may I ask, do you have a relationship with your guardian angel?
Yes, I think I know who my guardian angel is, actually.
Wow. Wow.
Well, an incident happened when my son was getting married. Mm-hmm. I had a dress that had like a scoop neck, and I had kind of a bad scar on my back. And that day I ran to this makeup place, and I said, you know, I wanted to get this cover up that somebody told me about. And I walked in the door, and this older woman came up to me and she said, oh, you know, here, come over here. And I said, oh, I'm just looking for this cover up. You know, I'm going to my son's wedding today. And she said, my name is Barbara. She said, oh, come with me. She said, I'll do your makeup and, I'll get that, cover up for you, and just come on over here and sit down. And she didn't look like someone that would be working in a beauty parlor, put it this way. Right. She had white hair, pretty much wrinkled. She said her name was Barbara. Mm-hmm. And sat down, and she put on my makeup and all this, and I left. And when I came, everyone was telling me at the wedding how great I looked. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I promise I won't make you look like a clown or anything like that. I'm like, okay, I trust you. And so the next day I went back and I said to the girl, I said, I want to speak to Barbara. And they go, we don't have a Barbara here. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, yeah, I said, she did my makeup yesterday. She's an older woman with white hair. And they're like, no, you know, we don't have anybody that with that's old here.
Wow. Well, so, you know,
that was just kind of miraculous, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's beautiful that you have that awareness of your guardian angel being beside you. And when we do, there are times that we can actually experience what the effects of their ministry work, because they're ministering to us. They're there to guard us and guide us, as Psalm 91 talks about, God's protection, to illuminate our minds and strengthen our will. And if they do, if you do get a special gift like you received, Karen, you know, the angels, they, you know, obviously they don't have a body, so it's almost like they put on a costume of a body. So Barbara, you know, didn't work there. Barbara was a costume that your guardian angel put on in order to minister to you and to be comforting to you. And I think, Karen, that's so beautiful that you're going through a lot, you know, medically and physically, and your guardian angel is right beside you, and you are tapping into their incredible angelic work. So I continued prayers for you, Karen. How are you doing? I put you in the prayer book for good health.
Well, I have some other health issues going on, but I'm doing okay. I lost my husband last year, so that's been hard.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we're surrounding you in prayers, and just you know, stay close, like you're doing, to your guardian angel, and they'll always be there to comfort you, to guard you, guide you, and to protect you. They're the best bodyguards we could ever ask for. And so, Karen, you've got a good person beside you in your guardian angel. Sounds very strong. So that's wonderful. Okay, but keep us posted how you're doing, Karen, and we've got you in the prayer book, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Karen. 833-288-EWTN. It's unscripted today. Whatever you would like to discuss, 833-288-3986. If you're on the line, hang in there. We're going to just take you in the order that you called. And Hope is next in Amarillo, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network today. Hi, Hope. Welcome. Hello. Hope, are you with us? I know you're with us. I can just hear you a minute.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'll try and speak up. How are you doing, Hope?
Making the best of everything.
Good.
Trying
Praise
to
God.
Do my scriptures and my devotionals, and just 'tis so, like the song, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. My call today is I just don't seem to fit in with, never have, since I've been a little child. Through circumstances in my life and everything, I've been through a lot of heartache and turmoil, abuse, emotional abuse. I'm a survivor, but in these later years of my life, I want to fit in, and I just can't seem to, and I just need a lot of prayers. I've got a lot of I've got a lot of health issues and a lot of financial issues. And I just want to fit in before I leave this earth, you know.
Yes, absolutely, Hope. Let me comment on that, say a couple things here. One, first of all, I was going to ask you if you were comfortable sharing, you know, if there was there any factors in your life that might have contributed to your, you know, feeling this you know, not unconnectedness, not fitting in, if you will. And you you offered the fact that you had been abused and so many other things that happened. I don't know if that was the Holy Spirit discernment that I got or not, but I sensed that about you. And what I want to say to you is, at our Mass this morning, I'm with a group of seminarians at a summer spirituality program, and the priest, Father Innocent, who is with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal in the Bronx, New York, he was preaching today on the ascension of the Lord, and he talked about, you know, Jesus, his humanity is what ascended, and is his sacred heart. It is his human heart, and together with him, he took us back to the Father, you know, and he represents us in heaven, in the presence of the Father who loves us. And I was thinking about just yesterday, I was thinking, you know, God is not corporeal. He doesn't have a body, so he doesn't speak per se. But the thought came to me that God really only can speak three words, and those words are, I love you. And so I would encourage you to meditate on that. Meditate on the ascension of Jesus. Yes, he left this world, but what did he say? He says, it's better that I go so that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, can come. So Hope, really meditate on the fact that Jesus has taken you personally to the Father, in the presence of the Father in heaven, and he has sent the Holy Spirit for you personally, Hope. And ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten your mind and your heart about anything that you can bring before God and ask healing for. And God will do that. God is still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle business. We think these were for biblical times only. No, we are still the people of God. And he says to each one of us, I love you, and God wants to heal. Hope, that is going to be our prayer for you. You've got the perfect name for it in this Jubilee Year of Hope. What a great time, Debbie, for God to be active and working in Hope's life. That's what we're going to pray for.
I think that was beautifully said, Jerry, and I tapped into Hope's name as well. You know, keep that hope because it's important. You don't ever want to lose hope. That's what the demons want us to do, and we don't give into that. But Hope, I just want to say, just want to add one little thing to what Jerry shared so wonderfully from his heart to you, and I hope it did hit your heart and penetrated your soul. But I don't think there was any accident that we got onto the topic of guardian angels. I don't think there was any accident that Karen was right before you and we talked about the angels. Hope, Psalm 91, God's protection, okay? Meditate on that. Right in the middle of the psalm is where the angels, their ministry work to us to be there for us, to be our bodyguards, our soul guards. They are amazing. You're never alone, Hope. Never, ever, ever are you alone. You have your guardian angel beside you. Please acknowledge your guardian angel just by thanking God for your guardian angel in the morning and the evening, and let your guardian angel bring you that comfort and that acceptance and that feeling of strength, okay, that feeling of strength to get through this world. And just know this, Hope. We all feel like that at times. It's unbelievable how difficult it can be to live in this world. This world can be very tough and unforgiving and not accepting. But you know what? We have each other, Hope. And we lift each other up in prayer, and we know that our guardian angels are beside us. So we truly pray that that brings you a little ounce of joy today. What do you say?
Yes, I felt such peace and just a release of pain from being, you know, shunned, so to speak. And I just am amazed the words that I've heard today and inspired. And I lost hope years ago when I had a really bad depression, and mm-hmm. I don't want to ever lose that again. And
that's right.
One of my best scriptures is Romans 12:12.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's just if you'll put me in the prayer book, and for my family as well. I don't want to mention their names, but
right, absolutely.
By your program. Thank you.
Oh, okay. But Hope, we got a challenge for you, because Jerry and I don't want to leave you just by saying goodbye for now. Okay, I've got you in the prayer book, and I love Romans 12:12. I actually posted it a couple months ago on Facebook, so I'm right with you. We are going to pray that beginning today, Hope, beginning today, you start living out that joy, even if it doesn't feel quite right yet. Start living the joy, Hope, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You got people around the world praying for you, Hope. So feel that prayer support and that love from the Take-Two family. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's the least we can do, Debbie. You know, when mm-hmm. one member of the Take-Two family or the church, we can say, is suffering, then we're all in pain to a certain extent. So
that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. But we've got prayers already going up to heaven for all of the Take-Two family. I just love how we jump into action. Okay, we're going to get to Peggy next in Clemson, South Carolina. But Peggy, hold on. I want to just share this because the doctor is in with Dr. Ray Guarendi is coming up next on most of these EWTN stations. Dr. Ray Guarendi takes calls and talks about family, marriage, and relationships. And he does a very fine job. Okay, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Peggy, as promised, is up next on the line in Clemson, South Carolina. Hi, Peggy. Welcome. Listening on Sirius XM 130. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, well, thank you, Jerry and Debbie. And I'm part of a prayer ministry. And every time I hear you talk about the value of prayer, I just get overwhelmed with joy and conviction to continue this prayer group that I'm in. And, you know, I do the surrender novena, and I'm always confused because I keep praying for the same thing. And I go, okay, well, am I not surrendering this to you, God, by asking for prayers all the time? So I'm a little confused about that. But my daughter, who's 42, you know, is just lonely and desperate for a spouse. And she is a special ed teacher and was at a Catholic school, and she was teacher of the year, but things, you know, politics, even in the Catholic school, she had to quit. So I pray, and I pray this, and I surrendered it to God, but here I am asking you, so I hope that's okay, for a good, holy job and a good, holy man.
Yeah, well, I just have a quick thought that came to my mind, Peggy, and then I'll let Debbie comment on this. But and this is not going to be any great revelation to you nor to your daughter, I'm sure. But have her make Jesus that spouse for her right now. Have her make Jesus that perfect man that she's looking for right now. Yeah, I'm sure she's doing this already. But what I would say is Jesus is not stingy. You know, he will share her with, if her vocation is to marriage, Jesus has the perfect mate for her, and he will happily share her with someone. All she has to do is make Jesus the great joy and delight of her heart, as Psalm 37 talks about. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So I know you're encouraging her. I know she's probably doing that already, but that's really what came to me is Jesus, you know, if her call is to marriage, Jesus has that perfect someone, Debbie, that he's going to guide her to or him to her, you know.
Completely agree. And we're still in the month of May. St. Joseph, the Blessed Mother, go to them and ask that she gets a job that she can, you know, maybe branch out a bit and meet more people. That would be wonderful for her. And also, again, Peggy, I got to tell you, I don't think there's any accident that this Unscripted has turned into a guardian angel show. Please go to your guardian angel to ask your guardian angel to go to her guardian angel. Ask her to please start acknowledging that she does have a guardian angel. Ask her guardian angel to jump into action and really help her with this and feel the comfort, feel and put people into view that can really move her on the next chapters of her life in a very fulfilled way. Do we go big with God? Absolutely, because we serve a very big God. So Peggy, that's what we're going to go for, okay?
Oh, I am just happier than happy. And I believe in prayer. And I guess my whole worry was, you know, I've already surrendered her to him, but I've asked you for prayer. So, I mean,
It's okay. It's okay. It's totally okay. Let me share something about God. He wants our relationship. And by you surrendering, that is a part of you of showing how much you trust God. But then asking the body of Christ to pray, I mean, God delights in any time we move closer to God through prayer, through words, through actions. So you're fine. God's a great God. He loves you so much. Much, Peggy.
Oh, you both made me so happy, and I hope that this has made somebody else in your audience happy and an answer to their prayer. So God bless you both. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me faith and giving me this people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Pray for us. You sound like a prayer warrior, Peggy. Pray for us too, okay?
I, Jerry and Debbie, you are now one of my beads on my rosary.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. That is such a
bless
gift.
You.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's a great honor to be a bead on somebody, to be one of the Hail Marys on somebody's rosary.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Peggy, so much. Appreciate
your
call. Yeah.
And Jerry, we had Michael we were going to get to next in Memphis, Tennessee. Michael, I caught part of the comment. It sounds like you had a very serious situation happening with your marriage. Michael, you dropped off. If you need to talk or you need to give us the details, we are praying. I put you in the prayer book, Michael, but you can always email us take2@EWTN.com. Or if anyone wants a free consultation, you can always go to standtalltoday.com, get a free consultation with one of our great experienced life coaches that are there, ready, willing, and able to help you. That's standtalltoday.com.
Amen, amen. Real quickly, a reminder that I mentioned at the start of the show, I and 108 other seminarians are at the Institute for Priestly Formation in Omaha, Nebraska. Look that up online. I think the website is priestlyformation.org. An amazing program. Anyway, we're going into an 8-day silent retreat starting tomorrow evening, so I won't be on the show next week. Have to put my phone away. That's going to be, we'll see how that goes.
I can't text you.
You can't, you can, yeah. You just won't hear back from me.
That's right.
But I want to take your prayer intentions, Take Two Family, into that retreat. We pray for you, of course, every day, but if you've got something specific, it's going to be intensive. We do like 2 or 3 holy hours a day, and mass and morning prayer and evening prayer and rosary and divine mercy chaplet. So there's a lot of opportunities for me to lift you up and your intentions. So please feel free to email me at seminaryjerry@gmail.com. Seminary just like it sounds, and Jerry is J-E-R-R-Y. seminaryjerry@gmail.com. I'd be honored to keep you in your prayers in the coming week and beyond that. So, okay, next is Valerie in San Antonio, Texas, listening today on the EWTN app. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm coming to you guys for prayer for my youngest son. He is supposed to be graduating next Friday, but I'm not sure if he's going to make it. My son is a very talented football player, and he's supposed to go off to college, junior college, to play football and hopefully get picked up by a Division I or II school. But he's started using marijuana. He's actually had a problem with it since he was 14 in ninth grade. We didn't realize it at the time. We've switched schools. We've homeschooled. We've done everything. At some periods of time, he does really well, and mainly during football season. But then he just lapses back into it. I don't understand what's going on with him right now. He has such a bright future ahead of him, and he's just throwing it away. And my husband says if he tests positive on graduation or after graduation, he needs to leave, and I don't know if that's the answer either. Mm-hmm. We've had the same problem with my older son. It was much worse with him, but he's doing good now. My youngest son does go to mass with us every Sunday, and he's goes on retreats when he can, but this thing just has a hold of him. I don't understand why.
Let me just jump in real quickly. You said your older son is doing better now. Is he close to his brother?
He is close, kind of close to his brother.
Okay, Valerie, is there any way he could step in and be a mentor to your son? Your son needs to be cared for in a way on a regular basis. Marijuana use or any type of use like that, which is so addictive and requires treatment, requires professional help, the person needs to be walked with continuously. Is there any way to bring a support system around your son so that people are literally walking with him day to day, moment to moment?
I have 5 children, and 4 of them are all living in the home right now. And I had a daughter that also had a problem with drugs. And she's she's fine. She's 30 years old now. She's great. She's doing good. She could definitely, and my older son, could definitely.
Maybe
we ask them.
Right. Well, consider putting together a plan and a support system around the son that is struggling right now. Get some professional help with counselors or doctors. Put together a team for your son ASAP, because it's not just something that kids can work through or young adults can work through. They do need the help. They do need the treatment. And as you saw with your other child, you can get better. You can work through it. But the you have to have the right people in place, and we're going to pray for that for you, your family, your son, that things work out in that direction. Valerie, we will do that right now. I've got your whole family in the book. Jerry?
Okay, Valerie, thank you for your call. Appreciate that so much. We have got I don't know how much time we have. We're going to hear the closing music of the show here any second now. I'm going to go to Mary real quick in Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. If we can get to Mary real quick. Oh, you know what? There's that music. Mary, tell you what. You were going to ask a question about how old is too old for a man to be considered a candidate for the priesthood. If you will email me, Mary, seminaryjerry@gmail.com, I'll be happy to exchange emails with you. I happen to be 63 now with, it looks like maybe, hopefully, God willing, 3 years of formation still ahead of me. We have a couple guys in their 70s at the seminary that I go to. It's really up to a bishop and a vocation director, but if God is calling somebody, hopefully he will open a door that no man can shut. Yeah.
Sorry we couldn't get to everybody like Mary and Joe and Randy and Angel. We're so sorry. You can always email us, take2@ewtn.com. But I put everybody down in the prayer book. And thanks, you guys, for making this May Unscripted very special. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.